are here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you, hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Like newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Hello there, it's Joey Kroll. That's right, it must be Thursday. I hope hope you're doing well, and it was official Sunday night. We officially fired up our central air and got that AC flowing and so forth. We were like, should we do this? Are we ready to do it in March already? And so we fired up our cooling system, and we've been enjoying it since. But now I hope you're doing well. I hope things are going well with you. I know it's been a busy week for lots of us. I know we're getting ready for the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert that I'm going to be updating you on here in just a couple of minutes. And I know the other day I had a chance to enjoy a nice dinner with good old Mark Burns. And have you ever had one of those moments where you felt extremely uncomfortable because you said or did something that was kind of weird or uncomfortable? So the other day, I bought this new shirt. It was a really nice shirt. I mean, it matched everything I was wearing, and even my wife said I looked all handsome and so forth. So, you know, I go hang out with Mark Burns, catch up with him on some stuff, and, you know, we enjoy a nice meal and so forth. And as we were talking, I've been noticing that there's this itchy thing on my left arm. I'm like, what is this? And I was trying to listen to Mark as he was talking, because he talks quite a bit. So, you know, you got to catch up with him sometimes. And I was like, itching my left arm. I'm like, what is this? And I notice the price tag of my shirt was on, and I wore the shirt the entire day. And I was in public. I was walking around with this price tag on, and it was really uncomfortable for me. And Mark said, so you wore that shirt all day, huh? I'm like, that's right, sir. So, but we had a good dinner regardless. We had a really good dinner the other day. I know it's going to be a busy next couple of days for me and my family. My wife and I are celebrating our wedding anniversary next, is it Monday or Tuesday? Hang on, I need to know this stuff. Next Monday, we're going to be celebrating our anniversary. And I was just telling Aubrey the other day, you know what? We've had so much going on here in the last several weeks, like a lot going on, that I don't know what we're doing for our wedding anniversary. Because, you know, you want to make your spouse or your wife feel special. You know, hey, I still appreciate you. I still love you after all these years and after everything we've been through. And I got nothing. So here in the next couple of days, it's already Thursday. I got till Monday. So I got to come up with something really creative and really quick. So I'll let you know next week on how deep in trouble I am. So I'll let you know that. Hey, speaking of next week, so looking forward to this. The Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concerts. I know we've been talking about it for quite some time. Next Thursday night, it's hard to believe that it's a week away, March 29th, next Thursday, 7 p.m., the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert with Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, Michael Card at the Virginia Theater, 203 West Park in Champaign. Tickets are only $11 for a general admission. The Singing Men of GNN will be performing at 6:15 as the doors open at 6 to warm up the stage and prepare for the artists that night. It is going to be a wonderful night of fellowship and testimonies and hearing what God is doing through these great individuals. And we still have some tickets left. They're going by really quick here, so maybe call up a couple of people from church to say, hey, what are you doing next Thursday night? And you can get those tickets by visiting thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org, or by calling the Virginia box office at 217-356-9063, 217-356-9063. It is going to be a fantastic night. I'm looking forward to meeting you and spending some time with you and worshiping God together through these fantastic, God-gifted, talented individuals, Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, and Michael Card, next Thursday night, the 29th, at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. And hopefully this young lady will be performing this song that night. I'm looking forward to it. I've been listening to it for quite some time now. This is Twyla Paris, and God is in control, right here on Great News Radio. Yeah, Twilight Paris, God is in control. Man, I remember this song from way back when. Great song. A great reminder that no matter what happens, we can always fall back on that God still has the whole world in his hands. After all of these years, he still has the whole world in his hands. He is still in control. Great reminder from Twilight Paris. Right here on Great News Radio, and she, of course, going to be part of the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert next Thursday night. You can get those tickets by visiting thevirginia.org. And I don't know if you remember, Mark Burns from Ark and Friends did an interview with her. He also did one with Michael Card and Wayne Watson here in the last couple of weeks. And you can listen to those programs by visiting the archives page at our website at greatnewsradio.org. It'll be a great way to hear a little bit about their testimony before you plan to go to the concert. Yeah, archives page at greatnewsradio.org. Going to be a great, great night. Well, our devotion today comes from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." You know, this is a passage that I remember when I first became a Christian, I always struggled with that. What has this got to do to be transferred by the renewing of your mind? What does that mean? What has this got to do with salvation and Jesus Christ and how to become a better Christian and so forth? I really struggled with that for a long time. But as, you know, you continue to study the Word and so forth, and it starts making sense after a while. So Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." So let me ask you a question. What is the thought pattern of this world? It says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." So what is the pattern of this world? What is the thought pattern of this world? The culture we live in, where maybe it's okay to have more than one spouse. Maybe it's okay to go outside of the marriage. I know a lot of secular therapists approve that and affirm that. I know there's this organization that promotes, like a dating website, that actually promotes going outside of your marriage. And it's frustrating that our culture affirms that. In this culture, it's okay to abort babies. Also, in this culture that we live in, it's okay for fathers to go out and leave their families, having mom to be the mom and the dad to support her kids, take two or three jobs. And that's the thought pattern of this world. It says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world." So that's the pattern that we live in, where it's okay for kids to come home at 2 a.m., where pornography is the normal thing in households today. And the list goes on and on and on. So that's the pattern of this world. This is, the thought pattern is, that's okay. It's accepted. So it says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world." Those things that you're doing, do not conform to that anymore. And conforming is trying to fit a mold, trying to fit the mold of this world, what it's wanting you to be. And it's hard not to conform to that. But it says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world." And it says, "But be transformed by the renewing of your mind." What has that got to do with anything? Why is it important to change your mindset? Did you know that our minds control a lot of what we do, believe it or not? Have you ever woke up in the morning and you were just in a bad mood? Maybe you're kind of still pondering on certain things that happened the day before, and you're just in a grouchy mood. You're just ask my wife. She can tell you. There are mornings that I wake up in a grouchy mood, but have you ever noticed that? I mean, maybe you dwell on something and you just can't let it go, and then all of a sudden you start to see change your attitude a little bit. You get into a negative attitude, and once you get in that negative attitude, you get in that negative behaviors and so forth. So it all starts in your mind, and that's like the playground for Satan right there. If he can throw stuff in your mind, he knows that he can control your attitude and your actions and your behavior and all of that stuff. There's a saying that the internal is followed by the external. Meaning what you think inside is followed by your actions on the outside. Your internal leads with the external following. Like when a person who is sick with chronic headaches, and they're getting headaches all the time, they take aspirin or some medication to help cope with the headaches. But the problem is not the headaches. The problem is there's something that's causing the headaches to happen. Rather than just dealing with the headaches and taking aspirin, we also want to go to the root cause. What is causing the headaches? Maybe there's something that's messed up or something like that. Let's fix that so you will no longer get any headaches. Well, to see and look and examine a person's behaviors or their nasty attitude, we need to change their mindset, because that's where it starts right there. You know, maybe you're working at a job that you just don't like. Maybe you just cannot stand that job and you feel like you're being disrespected and you don't like it. How about changing your mindset a little bit about it? Saying, you know what? Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 says, I am to do my work unto the Lord, not unto men. I'm going to go serve at my job because I'm going to do it for God, not for this man or this woman who disrespects me as my employer. I'm going to do my work unto the Lord. See, once you just change your mindset up like that, and you tell yourself that all the time, your attitude and your behavior is going to change. You know, I have a good friend who's a really well-respected individual in his industry. He makes a decent amount of money. He's very successful. He is fantastic at what he does. And I remember having lunch with him a couple of years ago, and he said, you know what, Joey, I would be totally content if the Lord had me work for minimum wage at a fast food restaurant. Totally content. Because that's what God would want me to be doing. And that just blew my mind, because, wow, that blew my mind. But he looked at it in the light of, that's what God has me doing. I'm going to do it. He changes his mindset to God's mindset, looking at things or people or situations the way God sees them. So how can a person change their mindset? According to Romans chapter 12, where it says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How can a person renew their mind? How can they be transformed by the renewing of their mind? Well, Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, Jesus said it himself. He says, for out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Jesus said that. For the out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So in other words, what are you putting in your heart that your mouth is speaking? Because if you're watching certain TV shows that are not God-honoring, you're probably going to imitate what you see on TV. Are you listening to certain music that is not necessarily honoring God and degrading a certain race or degrading a certain gender? You're putting that in your heart. And after a while, it's going to overflow and it's going to come out of your mouth. You're going to imitate. Your attitude is going to be just like the music you listen to or the movies that you watch or the things you choose to see on the internet. See, friend, that's why I'm so grateful for Great News Radio, because we have God-honoring music 24 hours a day. Not only music, but messages that honor God. And if you put that in your heart, if you let that overflow in your heart, the encouragement from the music and the messages, you put that in your heart, that's going to come out of your mouth. That's going to change your attitude. That's going to change your behavior. You can always tell. You know, those Christians that are spending time in the Word of God, because everything they say is filled with Scripture. Every time you see them, they're preaching to you. Because out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So that's why Paul writes, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Don't do that stuff, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So what are you putting in your heart and your mind? We need to be transformed. It needs to be the Word of God and situations or conversations with people or music and movies that honor God and affirm the Word of God. You know, this is such a simple illustration I've used with kids over and over again. If you have a water gun and you put water into that water gun and you shoot the water gun, what's going to come out? Water, right? But if you put tomato juice inside of the water gun and you shoot it, what's going to come out? Tomato juice. Because it's what you put inside that comes out. So friend, what are you putting in your mind? What are you putting in your heart? Is it good and pleasing to the Lord. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's Romans chapter 12. Well, my name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you. Don't forget Mark Burns with Mark and Friends tomorrow. Actually, Mark hopes to interview Danville radio station manager at WITY 980 AM, Dave Brown. And he's got a fantastic testimony. So he'll be on tomorrow. And also, Steve Green will be the guest of this upcoming Monday and Tuesday with Mark and Friends. And don't forget, those tickets are still available to the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Conference at the Virginia Theater in Champaign next Thursday night. Well, you enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.